Weary shepherd of the downs, being weary of his sports, retired to the hills where he used to resort. In want of refreshment, he laid himself down. He wanted no riches, no wealth from the crown. He wanted no riches, no wealth from the crown. He drank of the cold brook, he ate of the tree. Himself he did enjoy, from all sorrow was free. He valued no girl, be she ever so fair, no pride, no ambition. He valued no care, no pride nor ambition. He valued no care. As he was a-walking one evening so clear, a heavenly sweet voice sounded soft in his ear. He stood like a post, not one foot could he move. He knew not what ailed him, but he thought that it was love. He knew not what ailed him, but he thought it was love. He beheld a young damsel, a fair and modest maid. She had something amiss, and disguised in her face, disguised in her face, and unto him she did say, "How now, Master Shepherd, how came you this way? How now, Master Shepherd, how came you this way?" The shepherd replied, and modestly he said, "I never was surprised before at a maid. When first you beheld me, from sorrow I was free. But now you have stolen my poor heart away. But now you have stolen my poor heart away." He took her by the hand and unto did say, "We shall be married, pretty Betsy, today." To church they did go and were married, we hear. And now he'll enjoy, pretty Betsy is dear. And now he'll enjoy, pretty Betsy is dear.